Natural gas has started flowing from the Jubilee fields to the Atuabo gas processing plant. The process began with a flow of 16 million standard cubic feet of gas for pre-commissioning and commissioning. The public affairs director of the Ghana Gas Company, Alfred Ugbami, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the company is waiting for the Energy Commission's order to start the flow of gas to the VRA.
The truth is that what we call first gas has hit the Atuabo processing plant. It marks the beginning of what we call the commissioning. Most people do not think that the commissioning is going to the event and then heralding the opening of the place. But that is the last end of what we call the commissioning process. The commissioning is a series of events that lead to that process. And per Talu's own directives, which they said they got from the Energy Commission, that is expected to last a little over a month, unless the Energy Commission varies the terms and bring it earlier. But basically, what it means is that, yes, the Atuabo gas processing plant has gas. It is currently processing the gas and making sure that the plant is working according to design, specification, and construction. Let me state, however, that it does not mean that gas will get to the VRE today or tomorrow. Decision as to when gas will get to the VRE does not rest with us. It rests with the Energy Commission, in that they would have to give us a go-ahead to pump gas through the pipeline to VRE for us to do that. As of now, they haven't, per what Talu has said. And, of course, if they've not even asked Talu to increase the current supply, Talu won't do it.
Does this flow of natural gas not go against the Energy Commission's red flag raised?
Not at all. Indeed, the Energy Commission's red flag raised was done last Friday. The media picked on it even when we were yet to receive it yesterday. However, the Energy Commission and various stakeholders, including Talu, Ghana Gas, the Ministry of Energy and various agencies, were part of a meeting that took place at the processing plant yesterday. It's a meeting.
Alfred, to the ordinary Ghanaian, what should they expect with the flow of the first gas?
What they should expect is that it is the beginning of good things to come. Without a tie-in, which would allow first gas to hit the plant, we would never be able to know whether we are even ready to process gas. We needed this process in order to get to the final thing. As of now, the beginning of the end has started. The commissioning process itself is what will lead to final delivery of gas to the VRE and its corresponding effect on the Ghanaian economy. Quite clearly, as I said, Talu says they have been given a period of a month and a couple of days to deliver the limited quantity, which will then be reviewed by the Energy Commission. It is the beginning of the end. This will certainly go through this process no matter what. It is good that we've started the process now. What it means is that we're getting ready to eventually deliver LPG on the market, deliver lean gas to the VRE, deliver condensate and isopentane for conversion.
When do we expect to have the final commissioning?
I have an idea and I can tell you, but you see, the decision is that of the Energy Commission. And I speak for Ghana Gas and would not want to appropriate to myself right that I do not have. We would wait for the Energy Commission and go by what they say in due time. The Talu has made it quite clear that it will take a period of 40 to 42 days based on what the Energy Commission has told or told.
Mr. Ugbami said the media misrepresented issues raised by the Energy Commission on the said specific mechanical works being undertaken at the plant.
Part of the letter in question sought to find out things they had heard. I mean, they sought to query issues that had come to their notice and to get answers for them. And unfortunately, in raising those issues, the media misinterpreted it to mean they were speaking from a point of certainty, when indeed, if you read it, it is not, it is speculative. For example, the commission's letter alluded to the fact that they had heard that hot wiring items had been packed on the processing plant, and they wanted to know why it was being done, if it was being done, and whether it would not have any negative effect on the plant. During the meeting in question that I'm speaking of, which came on yesterday, it was explained to them that some of the issues they had raised had nothing to do with the processing plant at all.
Okay.
We are doing a new processing plant that will handle natural gas liquid, NGL, and we are setting up a joint venture company. It's already been advertised. And as part of the process, some items meant for the joint venture process were packed near the current processing plant. They were not meant for the current processing plant, in that the current processing plant had not been finished, completed. But it was misconstrued to them that it was work that was ongoing. They were there themselves and found the facts for themselves. So I believe, it is my belief, that those issues may have led to the change of their own position. But as of now, I'm not too sure.
So are you saying that at yesterday's meeting, the Energy Commission got an understanding of what was really happening at Atuabo?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And indeed, if I am right, I heard briefly a man described as the engineer made these explanations, and therefore it proves further the fact that and further they go and a better understanding of the issues involved. I think that they were doing their work, and because their work means they must demand answers to some questions demanded, and if indeed those questions have been given and they are okay and they return that their decision, that will be it.